that's, in a nutshell, kind of what we're doing. We're just touching it and learning the disciplines. One of the best ways to get used to doing this is to make it regular. To just set, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do 5 minutes every morning and every night. Just when you get up, before you do anything, before you go to bed, before you go to sleep, 5 minutes. If you get 5 minutes every morning and night, and you don't break the chain for 3 months, three moon cycles, at the end of 3 months, you look back and you realize, at first, you're just feeling the chant, and you anticipate a little bit before you're going to do it, and it carries itself at night a little bit into your dreams. If you're doing it in the morning, before you wake up, you're beginning to anticipate it a bit. And after you wake up, it carries a bit into the day. If you do 3 months, just 5 minutes every morning, 5 minutes every night, it becomes, that anticipation and extension grows until it becomes like an umbrella, until they cover a whole hemisphere. And after 3 months, you have a whole sphere where you're always anticipating or reacting to the chanting, and it protects you. Like, it takes 3 months to sense it. You can't know it if you're doing it, but if you set up and decide, I'm going to do it, even if it's just for a couple, even if it's a couple minutes, you don't break the chain, every morning, every night, that wagon is like a point of silence between the waking dream and the sleeping dream.
And it's not necessarily that you have to do it like on a cushion, like
meditation. You can be
doing it in the bath is good, or
in the bathroom,
on the pillow.
Because if you're in a relationship, it's hard to get that time alone. It's especially when you first wake up, you're in a relationship, you almost have to be in the bathroom or another place to do it.
That's what I love about it.
Same before going to bed. If you're with someone, do you chant before you make love? Do you chant? You can't chant after. You know, like it's like you can, but you don't. You usually fall asleep. So it's usually you try and just get it in somewhere a little earlier in the evening if you can't. But for myself, I'm just on my own, so I get it right just before I put my head on the pillow, and I force myself to be awake during that. And then just the minute I get up, before my feet go on the floor, I lock it in there. And do it 5 minutes. Don't do an hour, because you'll burn out. It's better to do 5 minutes.
Space. Like I'm thinking of for me at night.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody's asleep. I'm not going to start chanting.
You can hum it. You can just get it really quiet.
Okay, you can. You don't.
Eventually, you can think it, but at first you can't think it because you'll when you go off, you won't know. Your mind will go off, and you'll stop chanting. You won't be thinking.
Okay, so you can do it like.
Hurry on, hurry on, hurry on. Okay. You can hum it. You know, like I do when I'm walking down the street to my footsteps.
Oh, yeah. I do it in the forest.
Okay. And do you chant always the same words?
Yep.
Like hurry on.
But if you're someone you're concerned about, like for about an hour every morning, I do. I'll do, you know, like you do, Hari Om, Sinda, Hari Om, Sinda, Hari Om.
Okay.
Hari Om, everybody.
Okay, so you can.
And I throw in every god, everybody I know, anything that's holy.
I see.
I do Hari Om's too. But it's, so that's my introduction. Like, that's why I stretched it to get a little bit more time.
Okay.
But at first, just do Hari Om for five minutes. If you've got to throw someone's in, you're concerned about someone, send a Hari Om there. It doesn't hurt. But don't break the chain for 3 months. Something really special happens, and you can't see it till you get into it. It's like having a baby. It's not till the fourth month that they become alive and they start reacting. You start seeing, or they become. There's something magical that happens in that fourth month. So it's very much like that. It's like your baby is growing, you know, like, and it has something special that happens at that point. Then once you see it, you're in. Then you just slowly stretch it. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You build up the tennis. It goes up and down, but you don't let go in the 5 minutes. You know, if you've come home drunk and you're spaced out or whatever, do 3 minutes, do 2 minutes, don't just do something, don't not do it. You know, like, so you do it till you pass out, just, however, because it's a standard against which everything else gets measured.